Well, happy Friday to you. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint Westerville. I just want to welcome you to the DriveCast today. This past weekend at all of our campus locations, we started a series called Rebel, where we're looking at the life of Jacob. And in the series, we're saying that God's perfect plan of redemption includes imperfect and broken people. And the interesting thing about the life of Jacob is that when you look closely at his life, you're going to see a series of imperfections in his life, from his family to his siblings to the choices he makes, and yet God still uses him to accomplish his perfect will. In that story, we were looking at Genesis 25 and 27, and I want to share with you today from Genesis 27 the story of Rebekah, which was Jacob's mom. If you remember that God had given her the message that the older was going to serve the younger. Esau, the twin, came out first, and then Jacob came out second. But Isaac, their father, was going to bless Esau and give him kind of supersede what God was trying to do. But you look at Rebekah, she overhears Isaac talking to Esau that he's going to bless him, and she springs into action, and she convinces her son Jacob to trick his own father, her husband, into giving him the blessing. And so she does that and makes the food for him that Isaac really loves. This is the food that Isaac had told Jacob to go out and catch and make for him. But she makes it. And then she kind of dresses up her son Jacob in his brother's clothes that would smell like him, and puts hair on his hands that would kind of trick the father that this is his favorite son Esau. And sure enough, Isaac blesses Jacob the younger, the blessing that he meant for the older son Esau. But as soon as that happened, it caused a division between the brothers. Esau hated his younger brother and wanted to kill him. And what ended up happening was Rebekah lost her son for 20 years. The scripture never says that they saw each other again, but Jacob had to go on the run. The last thing it says, it talks about how Rebekah didn't want her children marrying certain types of people. And I thought it was an interesting verse, because what it really shows is this need for control that Rebekah has. Rebekah's going to do it her way. She's going to make sure her son gets what he deserves. She's going to trick the father. She's going to when Esau finds out, she says, "You need to go on the run, Jacob," but please don't marry the wrong person. And that's the thing, is she probably had all the best intentions for her son and for what she wanted for his life, but that desire for control caused her to make decisions, and ironically, it cost her her relationship with her son for the rest of her life. I would say to anyone here that, when we need control, it's our way of saying, "God, I just don't trust you." And I think it's a reminder for all of us to allow God's will to come in our life by trusting him and placing our faith in him. So if you struggle with that idea of needing control, I would just say to you today, pray to the Lord and say, "Father, I submit my life to yours. I trust you. Help me to trust you more, to take control of my life and control of my circumstances and control of my future. Lord, I put it into your hands. In your son's name, amen." Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you today. Have a great weekend.